And they would call the old deacon down, and he would just go to praying an old school prayer. Father God, I come before you today, head bowed and body bent. Lord, I want to thank you that last night my bed didn't become my cooling board. And oh God, I just want to take a minute to tell you thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you that you kept me when I didn't know how to keep myself, God. And I thank you that you never left me and you've been with me every step of the way. Lord, if nobody else brought a thanksgiving in their hearts, I just want to tell you, much obliged, sir. I'm so grateful. I'm grateful for every day that you brought me out. I'm grateful for every moment that you wrapped your loving arms around me. I'm grateful for every time you regulated me and kept me in my right mind. I'm grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful. Lord, I'm so grateful right now. I just want to tell you thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for food on my table. Thank you for clothes on my back. Thank you that I got up this morning and I had a roof over my head. I remember how we used to say, I woke up this morning with my mind and it was stayed on Jesus. And Lord, I don't need no rocks crying out in my place. But Lord, you've been so good to me. I cannot tell it all. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for being my way maker. Thank you for being my burden bearer. Please, please, please. Oh, please excuse me while I check off my list. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for shielding me. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for bringing me. Thank you for lifting me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for raising me up, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you, thank you, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
By grace are we saved, because of him who rose from the grave. Not a deed that we've done to deserve the gift of his son. Yes, I know where Jesus paid the price.
Hours. I'm DJ One Gone, and I just got to give thanks to God for just giving me breath. Nothing else, just giving me breath. You know, everything else is added unto me as I lift him up. So I just thank him for the breath that he gives me to make it through this day. Let's continue with the Gospel Hours on Blog Talk Radio.
He leads me beside still waters. Restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your
spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me.
Thank you. Lord. Thank you for all you've done for us. We're praying for those that lost their life over the last 2 weeks in Buffalo and in Texas. Thank you, Father, for keeping us.
All that I am is because of
you brought me through, and everything I survived, it's all because of you. I'm grateful for
Welcome to the Church Announcement by Sister Bernice Jacobs.
This ain't the club.
You don't know what I've been through. Let me share my story with you. All the things that he brought me through, my stormy days and my rainy days. You don't know all the tears I've cried, the things I've kept bottled up inside, trying my best to be strong, waiting on God and holding on.
Oh,
thank you, Father God, for just blessing us. I mean, that Miss Yolanda Adams gave it all up right there in the song. In the midst of it all is the name of the song. And he's always there in the midst of it all. You just have to call on him and lean on him. See, we lean, but we just want to lay. He just said, lean on my understanding. He needs you to stand up so you can do the will that he'll put forth for you. I'm just speaking about the God that I know. It is the Gospel Hours. The number to call in is 347-205-9722. That's 347-205-9722. It's the Gospel Hours with DJ One Gone right here on Blog Talk Radio.
I am a man blessed beyond my dreams, but it don't mean nothing. Life's not good as it seems. Love and riches, what do they really mean? They may come and go, but you will never leave. So save your treasure, we find our pleasure. All our joy is in you, just want more of you. Oh, save your treasure, we find our pleasure in you. Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
And I'm thankful because
you are our reward.
Your presence.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
Father, we're desperate for your presence. Like we need air, like we need water. More than anything, we need your presence. We find our pleasure. All our joy is in you. In your presence, that fullness of joy. Now your right hand, that pleasure forevermore. So say, we find our pleasure. It's in you. It's in you. Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
I'm thankful to call
you.
You.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift. I said you. This is a gift. I'm thankful. I give you glory. I've got to give you honor. Give you praise. In your presence, that's fullness of joy. At your right hand, that's pleasure forevermore. Having you, it is plenty. That symphony, you're more than enough.
You.
Your presence is a gift that I need.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. What's up with it? Attention sack artists. You trying to get your music played? R&B, jazz, hip-hop, and comedy. Spoken word as well. Send your MP3 tracks to DJ1Gone at yahoo.com. That's DJONEGONE at yahoo.com. Make sure you give a call to 347-205-9722 or log on to blogtalkradio.com.
Worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be whole. And I could tell everyone I know that you thought I was worth. So you came.
You
thought I was worth. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I could be free, whole of everyone. You thought I was worth. So you came. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up and you thought I was to die for.
Glory.
You're bigger than the problem. know the devil. I know he's an opposer. So he's not going to tell me the truth. So anytime the devil tells me I'm not something, I always say I am that. Anytime the devil tells me I am something, I always say I'm not that. I know that God is bigger.
You don't know what I've been through. Let me share my story with you. All the things that he brought me through. My stormy days and my rainy days. You don't know all the tears I've cried, the things I've kept bottled up inside, trying my best to be strong, waiting on God and holding on.
Work it, work it, work it, work it, work it, work it. Yeah, I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? Ooh. I don't think that I could live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not to see them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, He give them to me every day. I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I haven't been forgiven, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. Cause none of this be nothing if He comes and I listen to it. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
Love Him, I love Him. Love Him, I love Him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, I love him, I love him, love him, love him, I love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself. And you know you did it with a lot of him. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him.
Wanted you to fall. You were left, but I do. You remember I do. No one can tell you all. Oh, we got you covered. Let's just sum it all. That's what makes me love him. I don't need a reason to fall on my knees and tell him how I feel in my heart and let him know.
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, I love him, love him, love him, love him.
Glorify and magnify the name of the Lord.
It's time to get your praise on with DJ One Gun.
We're going to say thank you, Lord.
I need to glow. I want to glow. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me, more of you is what I need.
Yeah. I need your glory.
I
want your glory.
Let to me. Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more.
shiver out there that'll join me. Come on, let him know that you're hungry for him, that you're longing for him, that you're thirsty for him. Oh, oh yeah. So lift your voice and say, at me. I can't live without. Lord, I need you. Yeah, oh, glory. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need to live right, to give right. I need you. I need you. Just come.
Glory. Yes, sir. God be with you all as he is with me. I appreciate all of you for ear hustling with me, because you could be anywhere this Sunday, but you choose to be right here on the Gospel Hours. Let's continue with the gospel music. Here's Benjamin Cone and the Worshipers on Blog Talk Radio.
To every believer that has ever been talked about because of your praise, touch three people and say, you just don't know. Yes, Lord. Come on. I need every unashamed praiser to stand and testify.
I see you sitting there looking crazy at me. Yeah.
You do the same.
Hey, man, you got your fishing pole?
Got my fishing pole?
Yeah, man, we going fishing.
Man, I ain't going no fishing, man. I got this strap. These streets is hot.
Hey, man, you need to call Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence at 916-889-0105.
Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. It's brought to you by Wise Words of One Gone Show, and we can work it out in. Hooked on Fishing and Not on Violence. It's taking the guns out of our kids' hands and putting a rod and reel in them. We are located at 2251 Florin Road in South Sacramento. That's Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. Join the crew and save a kid. You know how we do.
Let's go. I don't know what you're going through, but we stopped by to tell you that what's in front of you is bigger than what's behind you. Your destiny, your promise, your future. You might as well shout before you get it. Because God sent me here to tell you that what he has for you is going to be big.
I believe
that it's my season.
That it's my season.
You ought to declare that over your own life. Say, I believe.
I believe.
That it's my time.
That it's my time.
It's my time. Say breakthroughs in the room.
Breakthroughs in the room.
It's yours if you want it. Anticipating.
Anticipating.
God's getting ready to move.
God's getting ready to move.
Listen, you ought to declare this over your own life. Say it.
For I know
God,
my God,
he's working
a miracle.
Just for me.
Just for me.
And it's gonna be. Don't let negativity, doubt, or your haters convince you that God is not about to bless you. It's gonna be. What's in front of you is bigger than what's behind you. You gotta learn how to praise God before you get it. Say, I believe. That it's my season.
Breakthroughs in the room.
I'm anticipating.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a drill. It's the B.O.B. bounce. And it's about to get real.
Let's go.
It's about to get real.
He's away the every night, whatever I do, I'll get it right. With no regret, no guilt or shame, this time, no, not this time. Once I surrender, I won't dare look back, 'cause if I do, I'll get off track. Move ahead in faith and patiently await your answer. What will it be?
I see on one.
on my mind, searching for that peace, but the peace I could not find. So then I kneel down to pray, praying, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the glory is,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
When I stop looking at back then,
when I let go,
I let go,
when I let God,
let him have his way.
There's so much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in your head, everything will be alright.
Soon as I stop worrying,
I can let go. Let go and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go and let God, let go and let God, my brother, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God, oh, let go and let God.
Let go and let God.
He's the only one with the answer.
Let go.
Just let God.
Let go.
He can handle it all. Yes, he can.
Let go.
Let God.
Let go.
With tears in your eyes.
Let go.
Just let God.
Let go.
He feels your pain. And he knows your heart. He knows your issues. He knows your struggles.
Wayne Woods, Let Go and Let God, right here on the Gospel Hours. It is Memorial Weekend, and we're going to say a prayer for those that lost their lives in Buffalo, New York, and in Texas. We need to let go and let God, just like Mr. Woods said in this last song. Let God have his way. There's so much going on around us that we can't get a breath of fresh air sometimes because it's so much chaotic mess going on. So I just ask God to give you the strength to carry on, if nothing else, just to carry on. It's the Gospel Hours. I'm DJ One Gone, and won't he do it? Karan Hawthorne, won't he do it?
Classic. stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life.
See, he's mine, and I am his.
It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
One time we gonna go back to it. He is mine, oh, oh, oh. Because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
Be covered by God and walk in the area of your destiny. You can't be limited to just working with people who look like you or think like you or vote like you or dress like you. You got to get out of the box, because God's going to use a whole lot of people to bless you, to move in and out of your life, and you can't be narrow or one-dimensional. This is a coat of many colors. Oh, yes. It's a coat of many colors. Do not categorize the blessing by colors. It is not the colors you need to watch. It is the character. Watch out for the character. I'm going to tell you, there are three basic types of people that you will interact with if you are a child of destiny. Can I share this with you? The first group are confidants. Confidants. You will have very few of them. Confidants are those people in your life who love you unconditionally. They are into you. Whether you're up or down, right or wrong, they are into you. They are in for the long haul. If you get in trouble, they get in trouble with you. They'll come see you in the jailhouse. They'll come get you out the crack house. They're confidants. You can open up and share anything with them. You'll never inherit your kingdom until you find your confidant. You can't be David till you find your Jonathan. Having a good confidant is the key that unlocks the kingdom, because you were raised outside the gate and God's going to cause you to reach over the wall. You got to have a confidant behind the wall who can mentor you for what God is going to do next in your life. The problem with most people is that everybody they run around with is under them. And so you are forever feeding people who can't feed you. And after years of feeding them, they begin to drain you. You've got to have somebody who can feed you so you can feed somebody else. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Am I talking to anybody in here? You need the confidant then. The confidant is those few people that come along in your life that are for you. They are with you. They are intimately intertwined in your life. They are there to make sure that you reach your destiny. They will confront you. They will get in your face. They will get in your business. They will tell you when you're wrong, because they are confidants. If you have two or three of them in a lifetime, you are a blessed person. Without them, you'll never be who God called you to be. You need to find your confidant. Number two, the other group are your constituents. They are not into you. They are into what you are for. They are for what you are for. They are your constituents. And as long as you are for what they are for, they will walk with you and work with you and labor with you, but never think that they are for you. They are for what you are for. And you have to know that, because if they meet somebody else that will further their agenda, they will leave you and hook up with them, because they were never for you. They were just for what you were for. They are your constituents. And throughout your life, if you're not careful, particularly if you're broken, you will mistake your constituents for your confidants. And you will think that they are for you when they are really not for you. They are just for what you are for. And by the time you get through falling in love with them, they will break your heart as they hook up with somebody else who is for what you are for, because it was never about you anyway. It was about the causes that you represent. They are for what you are for, but they are not for you. They are your constituents. Can I go deeper with this? The third group are your comrades. These people are not for you, nor are they for what you are for. It is just that they are against what you are against. And the comrades will make strange bedfellows. This will cause people to come together who are not for you, and they are not for what you are for, but they are against what you are against. And they will team up with you to help fight a greater enemy. But don't be confused by their associations. They will only be with you until the victory is accomplished. These people are like scaffolding. They come into your life to fulfill a purpose. And when the purpose is complete, the scaffolding is removed. But don't be upset when they are removed, because the building always remains when the scaffolding is removed. What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, expect the constituents and the comrades to leave you and desert you after a while. Don't be upset when they don't react to your dream the way you expected them to, because they were never really with you in the first place. Be careful then who you tell your dream to. Because if you tell your dream to your constituents, they will desert you and try to fulfill the dream without you. If you tell it to your comrades, they won't support it, because they never were for what you were for anyway. If you find a few people in your entire life with whom you can share your dream with, you are a blessed somebody. I can tell you how to identify people who are really for you. If they are really for you, they will weep with you when you weep, and they will rejoice when you rejoice. When you walk in a room and you tell somebody good news, stop being happy for a minute and watch their reaction. If they're not happy for you, shut your mouth and walk back out of the door. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying to you. Oh, yeah, because when they are really connected to you, they will be happy for you. You when you share your dream. Find somebody, look them in the eye and say, are you happy for me? If you don't get the right reaction, don't tell them anything else. You need somebody who's really going to be happy for you. I don't want just anybody praying for me. I don't want none of them haters praying for me, because you know you hate me and you don't want me to succeed. I want somebody praying for me who really wants me to be blessed, who wants me to be an overcomer, so you can put up your oil and stop speaking in tongues, because you know you never did speak to me anyway, and ain't no need in you coming up here in this hospital like you gonna pray some cancer up off of me. I'd rather have somebody who really loves me lay across the bed and rebuke the devil. And God is so faithful, he'll always give you somebody